Welcome to Zichu Daf Sin Mani Member by Ram Goldar and here Masechus of Avodah Zarah Daf Chav Tes, the second parak in Ma'amidin. The Zichu Masechus of Avodah Zarah program has been dedicated to Zichu Nishmas Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Ben Rav Menachem Alav Hashalom and Zichu Nishmas his son Rav Menachem Avram Ben Rav Moshe Ben Yamin Alav Hashalom. May the Neshamas have an Aliyah. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Meir prohibited taking a haircut from an Akum anywhere, but the Chumim permitted it in public. A Brisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, Roa B'Mara, he should look in a mirror indicating he is particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it. Since he insists on using a mirror, Mischazika Adam Choshuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the Akum is afraid to harm him. Rav Chanan bar Bizna once was having his hair cut by an Akum on the roads outside Nohar Da. The barber remarked, Chana Chana Yai Kolech Huzuga, your neck is fitting for my razor. Rav Chanan commented that he deserved this danger for transgressing Rav Meir's opinion. He held that the Rabban would permit a haircut on the roads outside Nohar Da, since many people commonly travel there. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Eil Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurin. These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited, V'Isurin Isur Hana, and their prohibition is a prohibition of benefit and not just consumption. Wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. The Mishnah lists numerous other items which may have been used for idolatrous sacrifice or may contain wine or wine flavor. The Gemara will elaborate on each of these items. Rabbi Bar Avuha provides the source that wine poured as a libation for an idol is forbidden in benefit. The pasuk says, "Asher chelv zivachim yochelu yishtu yayim nesichom." The fat whose offerings they would eat, they would drink the wine of their libations. Just as their idolatrous sacrifices are forbidden in benefit, so is their wine used for libations. Their sacrifices are prohibited because the pasuk calls them zivchei mesim, offerings of the dead. Just as the dead are forbidden in hana, so are idolatrous offerings. The prohibition to benefit from the dead is derived from the Egla Rufa, about which is written kapara, atonement, comparing it to kadshim. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an Akum's vinegar, which was once wine, is prohibited in benefit since it may have been poured while it was wine. The Gemara said this seems obvious. Mishum da achmitz pakalei esure, just because it's soured and turned to vinegar, should its prohibition leave? Rav Ashi answers that it is teaching that a Jew's vinegar in an Akum's hands does not require chosim betol chosim, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An Akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as inferred from the Mishnah, and there's no concern that he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. Similarly, Rabbi Eglah said that Yayin Mevushel cooked wine of an Akum is prohibited in benefit since he may have poured it before it was cooked. This seems obvious, and Rav Ashi explains that he's teaching that a Jew's cooked wine in an Akum's hands is permitted with a single seal, since he would not pour such wine to his idol and would not bother breaking and forging a seal to make an exchange. So once again, the three points are, number one, in the Mishnah Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, Rav Meir prohibited taking a haircut from an Akum anywhere, but the Chachamim permitted it in public. A Brisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, Roa B'Mara, he should look in a mirror indicating he is particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it. Since he insists on using a mirror, Mischazika Adam Choshuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the Akum is afraid to harm him. Rav Chanan bar Bizna once was having his hair cut by an Akum on the roads outside Nohar Da. The barber remarked, Chana Chana Yai Kolech Huzuga, your neck is fitting for my razor. Rav Chanan commented that he deserved this danger for transgressing Rav Meir's opinion. He held that the Rabban would permit a haircut on the roads outside Nohar Da, since many people commonly travel there. Point number two, the next Mishnah states, Eil Dvarim Shel Ovdei Kochavim Asurin. These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited, V'Isurin Isur Hana, and their prohibition is a prohibition of benefit and not just consumption. Wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. The Mishnah lists numerous other items which may have been used for idolatrous sacrifice or may contain wine or wine flavor. The Gemara will elaborate on each of these items. Rabbi Bar Avuha provides the source that wine poured as a libation for an idol is forbidden in benefit. The pasuk says, "Asher chelv zivachim yochilu yishtu yayim nesichom." The fat whose offerings they would eat, they would drink the wine of their libations. Just as their idolatrous sacrifices are forbidden in benefit, so is their wine used for libations. Their sacrifices are prohibited because the pasuk calls them zivchei mesim, offerings of the dead. Just as the dead are forbidden in hanah, so are idolatrous offerings. The prohibition to benefit from the dead is derived from the Egla Rufa, about which is written kapara, atonement, comparing it to kadshim. And point number three, the Mishnah taught that an akum's vinegar, which was once wine, is prohibited in benefit since it may have been poured while it was wine. The Gemara said this seems obvious. Mishum da achmitz pakalei esure, just because it's soured and turned to vinegar, should its prohibition leave? Rav Ashi answers that it is teaching that a Jew's vinegar in an akum's hands does not require chosim betol chosim, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as inferred from the Mishnah, and there's no concern that he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. Similarly, Rabbi Igla said that Yayim Mevushel cooked wine of an akum is prohibited in benefit since he may have poured it before it was cooked. This seems obvious, and Rav Ashi explains that he's teaching that a Jew's cooked wine in an akum's hands is permitted with a single seal, since he would not pour such wine to his idol and would not bother breaking and forging a seal to make an exchange. All right, so now we get our Siman Daf Chavtes, and our standard Siman is a cot. A cot, so here goes. The Yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zorah was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles. Once again, in slow motion. The Yid sitting on the special haircut cot. That must mean we're on Daf Chavtes. The Yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv, which reminds us, a braisa states that when a Jew is taking a haircut from an idolater, roa b'ma'ara, he should look into a mirror, indicating he's particular that his hair is cut professionally. This cannot refer to haircutting done in public because a mirror is unnecessary. The Gemara explains that although the haircutting is done in private, using a mirror permits it, since he insists on using a mirror. Mischazika adam chashuv, he appears like a prominent person who would care about the quality of his haircut, and the akum is afraid to harm him. So the Yid sitting on the special haircut cut stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Eil dvarim she'ovdei kochavim asurin. These are the items of idolaters which are prohibited. Bisurin isur hana, and their prohibition is in isur hana. Wine and vinegar of an akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol. So the Yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles, which reminds us that Jew's vinegar in akum's hands does not require chosim betok chosim, a seal within a seal, meaning a double seal, as wine does. Rather, a single seal is sufficient. An akum would not pour vinegar as a libation to his idol, as inferred with the Mishnah, and there's no concern he exchanged the vinegar for his own prohibited vinegar of lower quality, because he would not bother to break and forge a single seal to make this exchange. So once again, the Yid sitting on the special haircut cot stared at the mirror to look chashuv and saw that the goy barber pouring wine for his avodah zarah was making sure not to use his kosher vinegar and cooked wine he brought in single seal bottles. All right, so now it's time for four blabat chazar, daf chav hei. So the siman daf chav hei is the 25th silver wedding anniversary. So here goes. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner, that must mean daf chav hei. When the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, which reminds us, the Gemara brings a machlokes, how many hours the sun stood still for Yehoshua. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, which reminds us, the Mishnah Daf Chav Beis Amidov taught that a woman may not be secluded with an Akum because they're suspect for Arias. The Gemara asks that Yichud is prohibited with any Jew, and even with numerous Jews if they're Prutzim, meaning promiscuous, as idolaters are. It answers that Yichud with an idolater is prohibited even by Ishto Imo, when his wife is with him. This Yichud is permitted with a Jew whose wife watches him and prevents him from sinning, but forbidden with an idolater whose wife does not prevent him from sinning since she does the same. So when the husband saw that the 25th anniversary dinner he planned was significantly delayed because the sun miraculously stood still for an additional 48 hours, he told his wife to wait and not go into Yichud with an Akum and his wife, while he went back to work making sure the Akum traveling with him with a sword was on his right side, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa that if Yisrael finds himself traveling on a road with an Akum, Tofel Yamino, he should keep the Akum on his right side, so if the idolater attempts to kill him, he can stop him with his right hand. Rabbi Yishmael ben Oshel, Rabbi Yochim ben Broka says that if the Akum has a sword, he should be kept to the Yisrael's right side, so the sword, which is sheathed on the Akum's left, will be near the Yisrael's hand. But if he has a staff held in his right hand, he should be kept to the Yisrael's left side. Daf Chav Zayin, so the Simur Daf Chav Zayin is a kazoo. So here goes. The Kuzimo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos, that must be more on Daf Chav Zayin. The Kuzimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, which reminds us, it was taught in the Braisa, Rav Yehuda says that a Yisrael may circumcise a Kusi, but a Kusi may not circumcise a Yisrael because they circumcise for the sake of their idol and hard greasing, which is invalid. Rav Yossi disagrees. Where do we find in the Torah that Mila must be performed lishma? Rather, a Kusi can circumcise a Yisrael. So the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states, Misrapin mehem ripui mamun, we may be healed by them a monetary healing, avol ripui nefashos, but not healing of the nefesh. This cannot mean to distinguish between non-life-threatening conditions and life-threatening conditions, because Rav Yehuda said, even for the puncture from bloodletting, which is only painful, we're not treated by them. Rather, the permitted ripui mamun refers to healing one's animal, and the prohibited ripui nefashos refers to healing oneself. So, the Kusimoyo, who tried unsuccessfully to get Jewish business by offering the parents free kazoos for the kids, noticed the pagan doctor next door was treating a sheep that belonged to a Jew that swallowed a kazoo. When he was asked to see a Jew who would definitely die if he wasn't treated immediately, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, Safak chai, safak meis, a patient who may live and may die if he's not treated may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor because it's likely the doctor will kill him. Vada meis, but if he'll definitely die if left untreated, misrap mehen, we may be healed by them. The Gemara asks, Haika chai shah, but there is short-term life that he risks by receiving the doctor's treatment. It answers, L'chai shah l'chai shin, we are unconcerned about short-term life. We're risking it facilitates possible long-term recovery. Daf Chav Ches, so the Simur Daf Chav Ches is a strong man. So here goes. The strong man, that must be on Daf Chav Ches, Koach. The strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan nobleman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, which reminds us, Rabbi Yochanan said, according to one version, Kol Makas Shel Chalal, for any internal affliction which is life-threatening and permits desecrating Shabbos to heal, one may not receive treatment from a pagan doctor. Rabbi Yami defines an internal affliction as minasafa lefnim, from the lips and inward. Rabbi Lazar asks, what's the status of gums or teeth? Since they're hard, are they considered external, or since they're inside the mouth, they're considered internal? The Gemara attempts to bring a proof from the incident with Rabbi Yochanan, who went to a pagan noblewoman to get treatment for a tooth ailment, but rejects it by explaining his specific tooth ailment is connected to the intestines. So, the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, because her diploma stated she was a rofe mumcha, and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, which reminds us, the Gemara wonders how Rabbi Yochanan accepted treatment from the pagan noblewoman, since Rabbi Yochanan himself ruled that life-threatening conditions may not be treated by a pagan doctor. It answers that Rabbi Yochanan's doctor was a rofe mumcha, an expert doctor who's afraid of harming his reputation by killing his Jewish patients. So the strong man who wasn't afraid that the pagan noblewoman he went to for treatment of his tooth ailment would try to kill him, because her diploma said that she was a rofe mumcha, and she wouldn't want to harm her reputation, saw a maidservant sitting with a bandage over her eye that wasn't treated when it became inflamed on Shabbos, which reminds us, Marshmallow's maidservant's eye became inflamed on Shabbos, and she cried out in pain, but no one helped her, and the eye burst. The next day, Marshmallow taught, Ein shemarda mutl kochu b'Shabbos. One may anoint an eye which rebelled on Shabbos because the eyesight is connected to the muscles of the heart. All right, so now it's time to conclude with our pop quiz of 10 questions. Number one, which stuff do we learn that Rabbi Yochanan says that one can use a pagan doctor if one will definitely die if left untreated? That's on Duff. Chav Zayin. Good. Number two, which stuff do we have Mokho is whether one can purchase a par duma from an akum? That's on Duff. Chav Gimel. Good. Number three, which stuff do we learn that in the times of Mashiach, the flocks of idolaters will be brought as karbanos because they'll be attempted gering? That's on Duff. Chav Dalet. Good. Number four. Which daf during the vinegar and yayin mevushal are permitted with a single seal? That's on daf. Chav Tes. Good.
Number five.
Which daf to be the incident of Rabbi Yochanan going to the pagan noblewoman for treatment of a tooth ailment? That's on daf. Chav Ches. Good.
Number six.
Which daf to be when the cows bringing the Aron saying Shira? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good.
Number seven.
Which daf to be when the wine and vinegar of an Akum, which was originally wine, are prohibited because he may have poured them for his idol? That's on daf. Chav Tes. Good.
Number eight.
Which daf does Gemara bring the mice of Damba ben Nassin refuse to wake up his sleeping father, even though it meant missing a great business deal? That's on daf. Chav Dalet. Good.
Number nine.
Which daf during the one who gets a haircut from an Akum should look into a mirror to look chashuv? That's on daf. Chav Tes. Good. Number 10. Which daf do we belkok is whether an Ovedes Kochavim can deliver or nurse a Jewish infant? That's on daf. Chava. Excellent. That concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldar from Zichur, wishing you a great day and great learning.